As we speak, there are 3,000 underwater robots monitoring our seas, and these sensors are detecting a link between warming ocean temperatures and ocean salinity. They're all part of the ARGO program, which is run by 27 countries. CSIRO scientists Paul Durack and Dr. Susan Wayfields are part of the program, and they're about to publish their latest results in the American Journal of Climate. Dr. Susan Wayfields joins me now. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
These ocean robots, how do they work and what are they collecting? What are they doing?
They basically do a 10-day cycle out in the open ocean just autonomously, and they drift at about 1 kilometre depth, and then every 10 days they drop down to 2 kilometres, which is only midway through the ocean, and then they switch on a sensor package and come up and measure temperature and salinity, and then they send that information to us via satellite systems.
Okay, so they're testing the temperature 1 kilometre down into the ocean.
They're telling us about the temperature from 2 kilometres all the way to the surface.
And these, just before we move on to what we're doing with that data, these robots, are they, what sort of size and shape are they?
They're about as tall as a person, and they're probably about half a foot wide, and they're largely made out of aluminium, you know, very simple cylinders, really, of aluminium with electronics and batteries inside them.
And so there's 3,000 of them, and they're each accompanied then by some kind of vessel, are they?
No, they totally operate on their own.
Once just floating around
them,
out there.
They're just drifting around out there on their own, and that allows us to get information from extremely remote and hostile parts of the world, especially the southern oceans around Australia.
And they're through all the oceans of the world?
They're in the ice-free open oceans all through the world, yes. And it's really the first time we've been able to monitor those parts of the oceans in near real time. So we're getting data every day.
And how long are these robots out there, deployed out there in these oceans?
Some of them are starting to last now past 6 or 7 years. So that's a terrific thing. It means that we get more and more information out of each one that we deploy.
Okay, so let's get to the information. What are they telling you about ocean salinity and ocean temperatures?
So what we've done is we've combined a lot of the information from the ARGO program, which has been going since about 2003. We've had very good coverage globally. And we've put that together with historical records from research vessels. And what ARGO's allowed us to do is really nail down what the modern ocean looks like. And we can compare that then very, very clearly with the ocean in the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, et cetera. And we see big, big, large-scale changes in the ocean salinity field. Very striking, very clear.
And what do you put the changes to salinity? Are you saying more salinity, or what's this? What's the connection there with temperature?
Sure. So what we see then is places that are already very salty and they're sitting under very dry zones of our climate are getting saltier, and places that are very fresh, sitting under very wet zones of our climate are getting fresher. And so what that means is that the water cycle or the hydrological cycle is getting stronger on the Earth. So that means that wet places are getting wetter and dry places are getting drier. The oceans cover about 75% of our Earth, and it's telling us very clearly that we're seeing this strengthening of our water cycle.
Okay, so that's telling us that we're getting more extremes in terms of wet and dry on this Earth.
That's right, and it's very hard to see this in land, because when we measure precipitation and rainfall on land, there's only long records in a very small number of places, and even those records are very spotty in space and time. So we can use the ocean as a rain gauge, and it's telling us very, very clearly that over the last 50 years, we can see this effect.
And what's it telling us about the oceans around Australia?
What it's telling us really is that the oceans have warmed over the last 50 years, and when the oceans warm, the surface atmosphere warms, and that is what is driving this intensification of the water cycle. When we go down deep in the ocean, we also see effects of warming. And to get down into that deep ocean, it means the warming's been going on for 40 or 50 years, because it takes that long to get down there.
Okay, so how does this feed into the country's research on climate change?
It's a very, very clear and strong indication now of something that we've suspected and expected based on just the physics of the atmosphere, but also on our models, that the amount of water getting pushed through the atmosphere, our water cycle, is getting stronger. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to ask the question, how fast has this happened, and are we getting it right in the models that we use for future climate projections? Because it's really the speed at which the system moves now which is the thing that we really have to get right.
Okay, Susan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck with those robots. That's Dr. Susan Wayfields, an oceanographer with the CSIRO and part of a global research project. And the findings are being published soon in the American Journal of Climate. It's 6:26 on RM Breakfast.